Time now on the Benusa Pregame Show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Congratulations on the win last night, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Schulze. A
couple little things early on in that game I thought went a long ways to you guys winning it. Obviously, Jordan Heller's steal and shot and goal and a handful of Michael Bitzer saves early. Outcome of that game is different if those things don't happen, isn't it?
For sure. And, I mean, again, I don't know how many times we always say there's a fine line between winning and losing, and there's a small margin of error, and I think last night was indicative of that statement.
We talked a little football last night in the pregame. Let's continue that trend. You gave an unscouted look last night in your power play. It's something football's known for. Those guys keep those things in their back pocket, usually until playoff time. You made a change in your power play last night. Why the need to do it now instead of waiting until the playoffs?
Oh, I don't know, Schulze. I mean, when I win the game, and we just felt our power play was a little stale. And, you know, we just thought that, again, that maybe a little robotic. And we just kind of wanted to, you know, get a little look at some things right now because, you know, we want to get some experience. You know, we want those guys to obviously run a few more plays and show a little more versatility. At the end of the day, Schulze, it's like we see power plays on their forehands all year, and they do too. So I don't know. To me, it's not that secretive. And, you know, so and we might just put them right back and give whoever we're playing certain looks sometimes. But to me, it's not that big a deal.
In this era of video, stuff doesn't stay a secret for very long anyway, does it?
No. And again, it's just you're exactly right. It doesn't stay secret. And it's not like we're doing something that we invented. You know, I mean, it's just all we did was flip flop two guys on a power play. And, you know, now they're on their forehands versus their offhands.
Senior weekend, we'll come back and visit with Coach Ceritori about all those seniors next. The Benusa Pregame Show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, Part 2 with Coach Tom Ceritori. Senior weekend, Tom, 7 seniors as a collective group. What have they meant to the program?
Well, they mean a lot. I think every group you have means a lot to your program. You go through 4 years with these guys, there's a lot that you go through with these guys. Sometimes there's adversity. And sometimes, again, there's good things along the way. There's tough things along the way. You win big games. You lose tight games. You just go through so many different emotions with them, and you really see them grow and you see them mature over the course of the 4 years as people, as athletes, as students. So that's one of the great things about coaching, Schulze. And, you know, in these 7 guys, we got better every year they were here. And, you know, obviously, again, they capped off their senior season, you know, with putting a banner in the rafters and a picture down the hallway. And again, we still have a lot of season left.
Going through all of them, Reed Mimic, hard to believe he's 25 years old, transferred in midseason. That isn't easy always for a guy to do, and he certainly seemed to fit in right away, didn't he?
For sure. He's a Northern Minnesota kid, and again, he came in mid-season. It wasn't easy, but he did. You're exactly right, Schulze. He fit in right away, and he's been a big piece of the puzzle here, and he competes every day. He works so hard in practice. He's your consummate student-athlete. Wants to go to medical school. He's looking into all those things right now, applying and, you know, taking all the boards, and he's just one heck of a person.
There's only been 13 four-time All-WCHA scholar athletes in the history of the league, and he's one of them. How do his smarts carry over to the ice?
Well, again, I think it's his focus. He's just so focused, Schulze, and he's he takes everything very serious, and you know what? And he takes his craft very serious as a goaltender. So I think that's a reflection of who he is.
Jesse Wilkins, I will never forget his first action. One guy misses team breakfast on a Friday morning, and all of a sudden Wilkes goes and plays at Michigan Tech, and boy, did he play good that weekend.
Hey, it's amazing how you get opportunity, and that's what I'm saying. Through 4 years with these guys, it's crazy, you know, some of the things you go through, and exactly right. He got that break that particular weekend, and he had a heck of a year. You know, really the rest of his freshman year right there, he played a lot of hockey for us and he had a heck of a year. And then, of course, then, you know, the injury bug hit and it was tough. You know, he had the labrum surgery and, you know, and he's been so positive. He's worked so hard.
Carter Struthers, I cannot imagine a better way to end your collegiate career. 7 games in his first 3 years. He'll be playing in his 23rd tonight.
Again, another great story. And, you know, Struts, he plays 7 games, you know, in 3 years, like you said, and they were all in his freshman year, and most of them were forward, mean, we moved him up front when we had some injuries right there, Schultz, if you remember. And then same thing, he had hip surgery, and that was tough on him. And then obviously the next year, again, he just didn't see any time. And this year, there's obviously extenuating circumstances. He gets time, and he competes. He defends hard, and he's gotten better. He's gotten more confident throughout the year. And no, it's just it's a great story.
Four forwards, Phil Marinaccio. We'll start with him. Talk about a guy who's gotten better every single year. That's got to epitomize Phil.
Well, exactly. And Phil's got it. Phil's always had a lot of talent. He's skilled. You know, and but again, consistency was obviously probably, you know, the most difficult part of his game as he was young. And again, like anything, as time goes on, you gain more trust with somebody. He developed a better work ethic night in and night out. And over the last couple of years, he's just had a great junior and senior year. And we lean on Phil obviously for so much right now. He's a big, strong kid. He's talented. He's so strong down low, and I think Phil's got quite the future in hockey ahead of him.
Finally, your three captains. Nate Arntz hasn't scored a ton this year, but boy, he's an incredibly valuable player in so many other areas, isn't he?
Take a look last night, Schultz. You brought it up in our post game interview how strong he was on the dot last night, and Nate brings all those little intangibles together in a game. He'll do whatever the coaches ask out of him. If it's penalty killing, if it's blocking a shot, if it's taking a big face off, if it's finishing checks, whatever we ask out of Nate Arntz, he will do. And he's just your consummate team guy, and he's your consummate locker room guy.
Brennan Harms, he came in so young. It always takes those young guys a little while to kind of get their feet under them, but he's got 85 points right now. That's like 100 10 years ago, isn't it?
Well, exactly. And he's so consistent with his game. Harmsy's biggest strength is he does everything well. His biggest strength is everything well. There's no deficiencies to his game. His work ethic is second to none. His hockey sense is off the charts. He makes a lot of plays. He kills penalties. He's on the power play. He plays 4-on-4. If we're up a goal, he's on the ice. If we're down a goal, he's on the ice. I'm talking the last minute of the game. So, I mean, we asked so much out of Harmsy, and you're exactly right. He came in young, and but, boy, he's a heck of a hockey player. And, again, you know, I think, again, if he doesn't have – you know, he had a couple injuries here. He'd be hovering right around 100 career points.
Charlie O'Connor, to me, is the ultimate captain. Is that the best way to describe him?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The guy's, he's got command of the room. He's got command of the locker room. As far as the coaching staff is concerned, you know, we're not afraid to bounce a lot of things off Charlie. He's level-headed. He's a great student. Again, he's wearing the C for a reason.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.